The flags of three nations fly over the historic Spanish Plaza in Ajo, Arizona. It's a small town with about 4,400 residents, 2 hours west of Tucson. It's considered a trinational community because of its proximity to the Tohono-A'odham Nation and Mexico. For the past 10 years, people from Mexican, Native American, and Anglo cultures have been coming together in Ajo to celebrate the town's diversity and commemorate International Day of Peace. Mimi Phillips started the community's Peace Day festivities. She says she hopes Ajo inspires other border communities to come together.
I think when we bring people together and work together in creating fun, it gives everybody a whole different perspective on that person that might be a different color or speak a different language. It's just a lovely way to be together and kind of forget about differences that separate us.
Phillips says she attended an international peace conference in Spain a decade ago that influenced her to bring the day back to Ajo.
One of the speakers was Jane Goodall. And Jane was presenting on peace, and she asked everybody there to take home a pattern of a dove that was made out of 5 bed sheets and some recycled materials. And she said, go home, take this pattern, pull together 5 bed sheets, get some friends together, have a fun time, and make a dove. And on International Day of Peace, fly that dove in your community.
Phillips says after her trip, she spoke to the superintendent of the Ajo Unified School District about the dove pattern and her experience. He suggested students create doves in observance of Peace Day. The artificial birds are now a permanent part of the festivities. Phillips says the celebration originally started with 50 students in 2004.
So during these 10 years, the celebration has just become larger and larger with this amazing mix of three cultures coming together for a parade and fun and music and food.
This year, a parade kicked off the festivities. Children dressed in desert animal headdresses walked the route, and 2 officers from the Ajo Border Patrol Station rode their horses in the parade. Town residents and members of the Tohono-A'odham Nation also marched together carrying dove puppets with 15-foot wingspans. 40 students from a high school in Sonora, Mexico, about 40 miles from Ajo, participated in the parade too. Jaime Lopez, a school teacher who brought his students, says they have been coming to the celebration for about 8 years.
Peace comes with other values that you have to cultivate in students, like, for example, respect, friendship, you know, those kind of ties that we have, that a human being has to have.
Some of the students in the parade are part of the high school's band.
Well, it's a representative group of the High School of Sonoita. It's the only band, the students' band that we have over there in the region. They play called Banda Sinaloense. You know, it's like to dance. It's kind of like a German band, but with Mexican style. And, well, you're going to see the blending on here. It's something regional.
The parade started at the school grounds, then snaked around town for a mile and ended at the historic Spanish Plaza. After the parade, people listened to Mexican and Tohono-A'odham bands and enjoyed food like native fried bread or carne asada street tacos. The International Sonoran Desert Alliance, a community development organization, puts on the celebration. Phillips was the executive director of the group, but she is now a high school teacher. She says for Ajo, the Day of Peace means many things.
So often, I think when we use the peace sign or when we use the peace symbol, people think of it just as the absence of war. But peace is all about relationships, too. And so for us, peace is an environmental thing, too. Peace is about a lot of things, and it depends upon the individual.
As they say in the languages of Ajo, peace, paz, or sapa. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Laura Palmisano.